Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This crowd on its feet, the best team in basketball all year. All the work, all the sacrifice, handling the enormous weight of massive expectations ends tonight here. It's over. Time to say it again, Boston. Anything's possible. Banner number 18 has been secured. The Celtics are NBA champions.
We've reached that point that we unfortunately reach with many, many modern sports teams. Bill Belichick famously said they had to reset the books the Cam Newton year. We've watched Mookie Betts and, yes, Rafi Devers get dealt away, at least in part for salary considerations. And now we have that time where, woohoo, the Celtics are under the second apron. They shaved off $200 million. I'm so happy for Bob Chisholm or Bill Chisholm or whatever the hell his name is as he buys the Celtics. And I'm not real happy about the basketball team. I get it. I get it, guys. WEI Afternoons here. Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy, Stevens, and Ted Johnson. But it's just, it's unfortunate. I think we all have to deal with budgets in our everyday lives. You know, you go on vacation, maybe you got to tighten the boot strings just a little bit after that, the old purse strings. Why do we have to deal with budgets in our sports life, Fitzy? Why do we have to have like Excel spreadsheets and accounting degrees to understand our sports world when it used to be just, hey, I want like really good players and I hope my team with really good players stays together so they can win multiple titles?
Yeah, I actually can't believe, but I miss the days of the Yankees spending more money than everybody else, creating an evil empire so that you knew who you wanted to target all of your enmity as well as your efforts to build a better baseball team toward. And so that way you had a villain, because every great narrative, as we've discussed time and again in sports, starts with having a villain, a bad guy, somebody to aspire to take down and dethrone. And now I can't believe the three most annoying letters, guys, in professional sports right now might very well be CBA, because this collective bargaining agreement flat out sucks. I had emotionally rectified myself, Ted, to the idea that this was a necessary piece of business that the Celtics went about doing. They're $4.5 million underneath the salary cap, but more importantly now, they saved the $218 million in luxury taxes, which is an insane amount of money to pay to just get a wee little penalty because you did a better job building a roster than someone else in the NBA. And while I've heard people referring to this as the dismantling of a dynasty, I've kind of had to like frame it for myself in a different way so I could handle it. This is the reconfiguration of a contender. And it's only because the Celtics, Ted, are forced to play by everyone else's rules, whether we like them or not.
So I'm trying to, are you for them getting under the second apron or not? Because Andy, you're steadfast against it, it sounds like. And just for the record, I want to be clear. And Fitzy, you are, where do you stand officially on them shedding salary to get under that second apron?
Right now, I am for them shedding the salary, especially because, Ted, the last couple of Drew Holiday is getting older, and Kristaps Porzingis played 99 games over 2 years, and it just doesn't seem worth $220 million to keep those two guys around.
All right, I'm going to give you your thoughts on those trades in a second. But first, the fact that Andy is wearing a jersey with no shirt under it, I think we should just call out real quick.
Supporting JB.
I mean, we're not at the beach right now. So just everybody knows, Andy is wearing a Jaylen Brown jersey in his house doing the show without a shirt underneath.
Pounding his chest and flexing, Ted. Get more hardo?
Well, L7.
That is woo. Like, right? Yeah, thank you. But anyway, we'll get back to that. Look, I think it was great what Brad did. The fact that you cannot be over that second apron a year when you have Jason Tatum on the shelf. So I love the deals he made. Look, you know, a lot of people want to poo-poo the Kristaps deal. I'm like, well, the fact that they didn't have to give any more draft capital, to get rid of that deal is amazing to me. So look, I think all in all, were these financial motives to do this? Yes, today they were. that will lead to basketball decisions in the future. So it looks like they're just, all they're doing is trying to save money. Well, yeah, they are. Today they are, so that they can make basketball moves in the future. So Andy, I like that move, both moves that they made. I think, I was talking to the boys before the show, and we kind of thought, you know, if Jason Tatum doesn't get hurt, if he doesn't tear his Achilles, do the Celtics still make these trades? And I think the answer is yes. Yeah. I don't think it would have mattered whether or not if he was healthy or not, or whether they won it or not with Jason Tatum healthy. I think every scenario you can put out there, other than the one that happened to the Celtics this year, I still see them shedding these two salaries to get under that second apron so that they can have maneuverability and do other things down the road. So I'm all for what they did in the last couple of days.
I agree with you, other than that last part you threw in. If they won the title and they won back-to-back titles and they're changing ownership, I think that would have made it a lot more difficult to do this. And I think it would be also a lot easier to rationalize paying the $500 million and the $200 million in penalties if you're going for a third straight title. You're going for a truly historic season. When you get bumped, it's easy to do this. It's easy to tear it down, go back to the studs, keep the studs, and we'll get into some of the rumors around the studs, one of the jerseys that I may be wearing today. But I hate it. And Ted, you're giving them the benefit of the doubt, which on one level I get. Brad Stevens, it's in Brad We Trust. Everybody loves him right now. But this is a new world. This is a new world order under the CBA and the second apron, and the first thing he does is tear it down. Like he's the Marlins in Major League Baseball. Or, like, I don't know, he's the Red Sox with Mookie Betts. Because that was the exact same promise, Ted, when they traded Mookie Betts. Because they were over the tax for two straight years. If they signed Mookie Betts to $300 million, it would actually be another 75% penalty. So that's really a $500 million contract, even though he's only getting $300 million. And we've seen where that's gone. It's gone in a really bad direction. So that whole idea that you're being fiscally responsible so you can reinvest in the team moving forward and rebuild to get back to that, I hope that's true. I want that to be true, but it's a new day in terms of the NBA, to the point where, I don't know if you guys saw, there was something remarkable on Twitter last night, way bigger than the Celtics tearing down sort of their complementary core.
Did the president swear again?
No, it was the Nuggets owner talking about the second apron and how it makes it difficult to make decisions. And he said, what you don't want to do is be one injury away from having to trade Nikola Jokic. And it's like, what? Like, this is going to force teams to make decisions like that. This CBA could end up being one of the worst things the NBA has ever seen. I really believe that. I think it could destroy this era of basketball with the parity, which we already have in the championships, which I don't think is good. And now fan bases having to watch teams torn down and have to fear that, oh my God, we're the Nuggets and I have to worry about you getting in a financial position where you have to trade Jokic. That's a terrible CBA if that's real.
I feel like the CBA is this is going to be, I don't know when it expires. I'm not sure what the terms are. This will be addressed, but it doesn't matter what I think. It matters what the masses think, because and who's watching and who isn't watching. And clearly these two teams in the NBA finals, as much as I like the matchups, as much as I enjoy the style of play, a lot of people didn't watch. And so that's, at the end of the day, to me, is what's going to drive what this next CBA looks like. But I enjoyed seeing young teams, out there. I know there wasn't megastars out there, but I thought they were two complete teams. Sometimes it's a more fun watch for me. But a lot of people will say, if the superstars aren't out there, then it's not watchable. I always think parity is good. Just because I want to see who can navigate the new CBA. And so clearly in the last 8 years, nobody's been able to do it, show that they can do it consistently. And so, I mean, you almost start to think, do you need to rethink how you put rosters together? Do you need to go younger? There should be more money in developing players. Does your benches need to get deeper? I mean, you had the two teams in the finals using 9-10 guys deep in their benches, and where most people would say in the playoffs you maybe use two, and go two deep and that's it. I like this version of what we saw in the NBA finals, but clearly most NBA fans don't, and so that's what matters at the end of the day. So you're right, it's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out. But right now, the product is hurting because you're right, because of that CBA.
Just to add on to the end of that, Teddy, just for the context. So the CBA was signed in ahead of the 23-24 season. It's going until the end of the 2029-2030 season. Both sides have the chance to opt out the season prior. But unfortunately, boys, we have to kind of sit in this one for a while.
That's not too – I mean, I think the NFL signs 10-year. They usually do 10-year.
Yes, sir.
And so, I mean, it could be worse, boys. You know, to me, it could be worse. So that feels like a long time, but I think it could be – It could have been worse than that. So that's I don't think that's too bad, Dan.
Yeah, Ted, real quick, and I just want to say to Andy's point about this feels like Marlins-esque regarding Bill Chisholm coming in and dismantling the team, pulling the budget back. He's playing within the rules, number one. I don't believe that this is a Jeffrey Loria case where it's like, oh, I got my championship. Now I'm just going to be fiscally sound and frugal at managerial heart. Because of the Jason Tatum injury and because of what you got out of who you brought in a couple of years ago, seeing how Porzingis maybe can give you 50-something games a year, seeing how last year you started getting diminishing returns from Jrue Holiday, because whether it's the mallet finger, the hamstring issues, dude can still absolutely ball and is a plus-level defender and brings you the kind of leadership that so many teams around the NBA would covet desperately to try to get to a championship round, if not even win one themselves. But at this point right now, it just doesn't make sense for this particular year for the Boston Celtics to go way out over their financial skis. I'm in alignment, because that's the word of the week, Ted. I'm in alignment with Ted on this one, that it makes sense this year, at least, for the Celtics to pull back, field the most competitive team they can, and I think Brad has done an awesome job to date.
Well, they're not fielding the most competitive team they can.
It's not done yet. No,
I mean, I guess I'll ask you guys, are they a better team with Anthony Simons and George Niang, the Mathewin minivan? They're not, right? I mean,
when
you
look
at the
not today.
Yeah, they're not today.
Not today,
and
no.
That is absolutely fair, and I did want to bring the show poll in real quick because everybody is a believer in Brad Stevens right now. I did a simple poll at Jumbo Hart at WEEI Afternoons on Twitter. Celtics fans, after a couple trades and in the midst of lots of rumors, do you feel relatively confident with the direction?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Brad Stevens is taking the team. 86% of fans are watching him trade away two starters from a championship team just 2 years ago, all-star caliber players, right? And 86% say yes, they are confident with the direction that Brad Stevens... So he is getting... He's not getting the benefit of the doubt. Like, people are all in, and they don't know exactly how this is going to play out, because we've heard both options. Certainly the Anthony Simons deal, a lot of people think, oh, he might not be here. He could be moved on from expiring contract. There could be lots of things that go on there. But I just, you can't argue they're all about putting the best 12 players together right now. They're just not. They're about putting the best 12 cost-effective players together right now. And again, I get it. But just because you understand something doesn't mean you have to love it, right? Like, you don't have
like
to
math.
Sure, absolutely. And this is and it's perfect. It's math based. This is all math based. This is you know, like Bill Belichick, a Wesleyan accounting major. That's what this is. First consideration, then it's talent and roster and basketball team and winning games. And I do think some of it may also play into what I said yesterday. I think the East kind of stinks. I think the conference is really, really down. So not only do you have this bridge year without Jason Tatum, you have a bridge year without Tyrese Halliburton, with the conference down, with the Knicks pulling the rug out from under themselves after their best year in a quarter century. So you have even an opportunity to reset your roster and probably still compete as a middle seed in the playoffs. Like, as much as I don't like what they're doing talent-wise, are they still probably a four seed? I think they're probably a four seed if my guy can handle his opportunity. So I just find it unfortunate. Whenever I think a team isn't making decisions just solely based on like the old Herm Edwards, hello, you play to win the game. Well, you play to fix your books and you get your accounts, like you're doing your checkbook register and you're making it match up. Like, that's what they're doing right now. And I don't love that.
Yeah, but they also spent wildly the last couple of years and brought us a championship. And were it not for the CBA and injuries, they may have been able to win two in a row. And it's a damn shame that they didn't win this past year and get the two as well. And Andy, I think for you, for myself, for Ted, the producers, and everyone in Celtics Nation and all green teamers, it would have been a lot more palatable if they had won back-to-back. And then they said, okay, guys, mission accomplished. We did what we could. We put together a borderline super team for a couple of years. This will go down as an all-time Celtics squad. They go down now as Celtics champions, Ted, which is very memorable. But unfortunately, I do wonder, will there be a lingering taste in people's mouths that it wasn't just, hey, the Porzingis, Tatum, Brown, Holiday squad won a championship, but rather, they won one, but this is where we really saw the CBA get in the way of teams being able to do what they set out to do in dominant fashion.
Yeah, maybe. And I, you know, Andy, I think it's, this is more palatable to me, the decisions they've made, considering on what we saw this year's team do right up until the injury to Jason Tatum. Do we think that Jason, you know, that the Celtics were going to get past the Knicks, even with a healthy Jason Tatum? What do you guys think?
No.
So, like, I mean, if you can't even beat the Knicks in the second round with everybody healthy, then like you really think bringing everybody back and going over the apron to do it is smart and is what they should have done. If Jason Tatum never got hurt, would you be still hitting, you know, kind of bashing them today for the decisions they made, considering they couldn't even get out of the second round with a healthy Jason Tatum?
Yeah, I would, because again, I don't think they're making decisions based on basketball. They're making it's one thing if you say that, if you say Drew Holiday looks like he's aging, look like he's losing a step, he's not as good. Is that why they moved Drew Holiday?
I think they can make an argument that these were basketball decisions to move KP. I mean, you can't rely on him, you know. And Drew Holiday was you saw a little bit of a decline in his game even, and you have guys. You have guys that I think maybe can come up, from high. Peyton Pritchard, I think, can be just as good, if not better, than Drew Holiday at this point. So I'm going to push back and say that I think you can make these two decisions almost as if they were basketball decisions as well as financial decisions.
So you do think they're better right now?
I don't think they're as bad as you think. I think today, right now, until I see what the team looks like, I would say I'm probably not, but I also would think, but when the season starts, I could see this team being better than last year based on the decisions they've made in the last couple of days. Yes.
See, that's exactly what I wanted to say, Ted. Number one, yes, they're under the apron now. Are they as good too as they were at the height of last year or the year before? Absolutely not. But I do think there were both basketball and financial factors in moving Porzingis and Holiday. And most importantly, three, overall, they're not done. They are not done. Now, you know, there are rumors and all sorts of speculations out there on social media and traditional media that I know we're going to get to before this truncated show wraps up. But they're not done yet. And I still, like, this was my three-point stance yesterday. I'm still abiding by it today. I'm excited to see what Brad Stevens does, given a slightly smaller budget and the challenge of having to field the most competitive team possible without his best player.
Ted Johnson likes it. Fitzy likes it. The voters on Twitter, 86% in Brad We Trust. Apparently, I am on an island here, but that's okay. Genius Walks Alone, 617-779-7937. We're starting with the Celtics, who are dismantling a championship team. It was not a dynasty, Fitzy. It was a one and done as things played out. And now you have no Drew Holiday. You know, have no Kristaps Porzingis. And up next, we'll talk about all these rumors that keep swirling. Shams keeps bringing up Jaylen Brown, and people are bidding on Jaylen Brown and Derek White. Maybe Brad Stevens isn't done with the dismantling, and maybe the bottom is not yet there for this roster. 617-779-7937. How do you feel about what Brad Stevens and the Celtics are doing right now? Talk about that next. But first, Dan Ball has what's trending.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.